The Indians hosting the Tigers on Saturday. Justin Verlander's already lost twice to Cleveland this year. Mike Clevenger going for the Indians. Early on, this would take shape as a pitcher's duel.
The set and pitch, runner stays, and a swing and a miss by Avila. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Zimmer's retired. So are the Indians, who threaten but do not score, and we head to the fifth. Still scoreless at Progressive Field. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and there's a line drive headed to the alley in right center. Way back there, and it's one hop off the wall. Lindor racing around third. He'll score easily on a double from Michael Brantley. Tribe takes the lead 1-0.
Swung on, soft liner up the middle. Off the body of Clevenger, recovers behind the mound, throws low. Good stretch and backhanded grab by Santana. So that'll take care of the Tigers. Pretty athletic move there on the mound by Clevenger, who limps to the third base dugout. He got hit pretty hard with that liner, but terrific play on the part of Clevenger. Swung on, rip, deep right center. It's in the gap. It is going to one-hop the wall. This will score a run. Chisenhall on his way home. Santana into third as the throw to the plate went way up the third baseline into the backstop. And the Indians lead 2-0 on a monster hit by Santana, getting that huge insurance run here in the eighth. Swung on, line drive toward the gap, right center. It gets down, a base hit. It'll roll to the wall. Santana scores. Zimmer around second, on his way to third, head first, slide, a triple.
It's the Indians over the Tigers 4-0 on Saturday as Carlos Santana goes 2-for-3 with a run scored, an RBI, and a walk as he returned from the paternity list. The Indians win despite going 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. The Indians shut out the Tigers and beat Justin Verlander for the third time this season in a 4-0 victory on Saturday. After the game, here's acting manager Brad Mills.
Well, the improvement has through each start, and I thought today was sure nice to see. Especially since, you know, going into the break now, that's really going to give him some confidence. Commanding the zone like he did, not getting by on hitters after the first hitter of the game. You know, he kept coming after guys, stayed aggressive with all of his pitches, and he was able to have command of his off-speed stuff and throw that when he did every now and then get even or behind the count.
Getting Cabrera, I know he hit the ball off his leg, but in the sixth there with a guy on.
Yeah.
Big moment.
Yeah, it was. It was a big out. He had handled him so far in the game pretty well. And I think he was excited to get that out and as the last out of the sixth inning and get him out. But no, it was huge, no doubt.
He was able to get out of some jams from his own base. How big was that pickoff in the first inning?
Like I said, he got back and he's got a good one, and he did a good job of getting the ball over there and getting him. And anytime that you get a guy like Kinsler, it's huge, especially to start the game and he's looking for a chance to run. And he just did an outstanding job to be able to get it. Good move. It's a mild strain of his hamstring, and we'll kind of work through tests and so forth. We'll know a little bit more, obviously, tomorrow.
And Mike hadn't given anything up to that point, but you had Miller up at a really high leverage situation with that Cabrera at bat. What went into leaving him in there at that point, 96 some odd pitches?
I think if he would have had, it was high leverage. I think probably, number one, he had handled Cabrera pretty well up to that point. And Miller was going to be ready if somebody would have gotten on there to really put us behind the eight ball a little bit. But he was up and ready to go if we needed him there.
I feel like that at bat that Lonnie had there right before you guys had your three-run inning there, I think that kind of set the tone, 11 pitches working along.
No doubt. And that was an outstanding at bat with Rondon kind of doing everything he could. Throwing the kitchen sink at him is really an understatement with the type of moves and the pitches that he was throwing to Lonnie, and Lonnie kept fouling him off. I know you already talked to Michael, but the at bat that he had to get us that run on that 3-2 breaking ball, the first run was huge. And then obviously Zimmer's triple after Lonnie's, and then Gomes's sack fly. I thought he really did a good job of getting up there and getting the bat head there to get that run in.
For Verlander, before he got that first strikeout in the third or fourth inning, I think there had been 38 straight at-bats against Indians without a strikeout. How key against him is it to avoid those easy outs?
Well, I hadn't realized that until you just said it. But, I mean, any time that you want to have good at-bats, I think, and make the pitcher work for his outs, maybe a little bit more, probably that's probably the most important thing that we can put together, is putting together a solid at bat and make him use those pitches and kind of throw everything. So now we see all those pitches, and I think that's what the guys were able to do.
You've seen Michael Brantley and Justin Verlander go after each other for years now. Is there something you've taken away from their battles against each other?
Well, it's two quality, you know, professional players. You know, major league players. They're going to give you. Verlander, we know what he's done in the past, and we know what Michael has done and still can do as well. And so anytime that they're going to compete against one another, it's going to be just that, a good competition with two professionals getting after it with one another. And it was nice to see, obviously, us come out with the big double tonight. What a nice swing he put on that ball to left center, and he did. I mean, it really looked like he hadn't skipped a beat at all, and really the time away might have kind of been really refreshing for him.
Do you think there were any shoes thrown to TV tonight, Tito's place?
I don't know. I haven't gone and looked at my phone yet.
Michael Brantley started the scoring with an RBI double in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Brantley's reaction after the game.
He's throwing the ball exceptionally well. You know, tonight was a great example. We were on defense for a short period of time, getting back to, you know, to hopefully having some good at-bats. It was a team win all around, and it was a great game to be a part of.
In a situation like that against Verlander, what are you thinking about trying to do?
Are you talking about my last at-bat against him?
Well, the double.
Just battling. I don't know how many pitches it was, but you know, he's a great pitcher. He was staying off, you know, the corner. He was staying on the corners, staying off the middle of the plate, and mixing it up. I was lucky to get a breaking ball out of the plate and put a good swing on it.
You've seen Verlander more than I think any other pitcher, and you're the batter that he's seen more than almost anyone else. How does that sort of factor in when you guys see each other?
It's a battle every time. You know, there's so much video and there's so much tape to go back, you know, years and years. You really try to simplify it from my side of it. You know, get a pitch out of the plate. Don't try to do too much. Stay up the middle. And don't get caught in any tendencies. He's a great pitcher over there. He's their ace. And, you know, we were lucky to come out with a victory tonight.
You're able to see a lot of pitches against him. Is that sort of a strategy that you come to have against him? Just wait until you get that pitch you need?
No, that's a byproduct of him having good pitches. And I'm just battling, trying to get a mistake. Anytime that you're facing, you know, major league pitchers with good plus stuff, especially secondary pitches, you know, it's going to be a grind. You got to make sure that you stay focused through the entire bat and try to file off some of their good pitches, and hopefully you get one that, you know, you can handle.
Does he look the same as he has the whole time you've seen him?
Yeah, he's a great pitcher. We know every time that we go out there that we're going to have our A game to beat him. We've been doing a great job of just putting consistent at bats as a team together, and I don't know if it's wearing them down, but they're just putting good, consistent at bats and, you know, I guess grinding throughout the game and just making them work for it.
There's still a game to go before the All-Star break, but how important was it for you guys to kind of go into the break with a little momentum, or however you want to phrase it, just playing well heading into the break?
Well, we're facing the in-game rivalry, and, you know, it's a big series. It's easy to kind of let your guard down and just look for the All-Star break, but you know, our focus, our goal, what we talked about was, you know, finish off the right way, playing competitive baseball, whatever that may be. We did a great job the last two nights of just, you know, being a team all the way around and putting together good at-bats and coming out with victories.
Big sellout tonight, a good crowd last night. Fans are, you know, what's it like when the fans are into the game, excited?
It's very appreciative from us, from everybody in that locker room. You know, obviously, having home field advantage means something. You know, the crowd's on your side. You know, when they get loud, you get excited, and you have that little extra adrenaline. It's all because of them. So we appreciate it every time they come out to support us. We really do.
Mike Clevenger wins. He's now 5-3 of the season, lasting 6 innings, giving up 3 hits and no runs. He improves to 5-3 and talks about his start.
It's a little surreal. I mean, especially I think when he kind of made his mark and won the Cy Young, I think I was 16, and I think any right-handed pitcher, especially second he got on the scene, everyone wanted. I mean, he had the 100-mile-an-hour fastball with the power curveball, and that's what everyone looked up to, like wanting to do that and wanting to be him. So, I mean, it was surreal to get to face him 2 starts in a row.
And you're trying to beat him.
Oh, of course. Oh, it gives you a little extra edge because, I mean, grow up watching the guy and trying to emulate the pitches he has, so definitely.
Mike, you've talked before about just kind of feeling more like you belong, like it was your, this is your day to kind of go out and attack guys. In the past 5 starts, how do you assess how you pitched and your feeling just kind of settling in here?
I think that that added confidence just kind of allowed me to attack the zone more, attack hitters. It's not, oh no, a runner's on second with less than 2 outs now. It's like, a runner's on second with less than 2 outs. I've done this the past, you know, 4 starts. Like, this is no new news to me. And it's just kind of getting more comfortable with the same situations you might face in the minor leagues that you're able to climb out of, instead of kind of digging a deeper hole like I was early in my career. I feel like now I'm kind of getting to the point where it's easier to find the mistakes I'm making, getting back to the plane of attack. Yeah, and that was the big thing we kind of talked about. I mean, late in the count, I was throwing a lot of fastballs, and I was getting hurt. A lot of my hard contact came if I was behind in the count, throwing nothing but heaters. So finding that second pitch this start to kind of go back to besides a fastball at any given time was huge, and I think we found that in the changeup today.
When you're facing Cabrera, 3rd-6 inning, is that like an usher, kind of big moment? Do you have to, like,
Oh, I mean, Miggy came to play anytime. It's kind of, you kind of got to keep your emotions even keel so you don't get too up or, you know, too nitpicky with him. But I think more so just we got that big run, and it was just I want to do anything I could to keep that guy out on the field.
Where did you get in the leg?
Yeah, right on the calf. I mean, the three previous were kind of close, and then I mean, just felt like a lot of runners, especially if you pick over 3 times, that 4th time they're going to be going. So we gave them a little bit of a hold, and then I was going for the throw for the tag because I thought we might have had a chance because the other 2 were pretty close.
With that Cabrera bat, a lot of times younger guys don't necessarily get that opportunity in a 1-run game. How much do you relish getting to pitch against him in that situation in a 1-0 game?
Oh, I mean, that's not something that's really going through my head out there. I'm not really thinking about coming out the game, but I mean, it is. I mean, I definitely appreciate the confidence in Millsy to keep me out there. And I mean, that just, I guess, kind of gives you a little more confidence heading into the future.
As a competitor, do you enjoy these games where every pitch can make a difference between win and loss, just those tight games?
Yeah, I mean, that's a ton of fun, especially when there's a duel like that going. It's, I mean, you're trying to match and one-up the next guy, and I mean, that's kind of the best part of the game right there.
The series finale on Sunday has Corey Kluber pitching for the Indians.